Well, it's good to see him out there playing again for New South Wales. Patrick Cummins, good morning.
G'day, boys. How are you going?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, well, thanks.
Travelling all right?
Yeah, not too bad. Good to be back in the summer of cricket.
Mate, what did it feel like? Did you wake up the next day after you took the initial four for thinking, oh, I hope I wake up okay?
Yeah, I did, actually. I played a grey cricket a couple of weeks ago, and it was about 35 degrees, and I... Long day in the field, and I quickly remember that it's a bit harder than I remember. But no, it's been good to get through two games, and body feels great, and wouldn't mind another win.
And it's been a very cautious approach, Pat, and I've only been instructed to do certain things by Cricket Australia, I believe, and all the rest of it. And do you feel your body's as strong as ever?
At the moment, I do. Yeah, it's been a pretty good build up. I guess in the past, I've kind of done the rehab and got straight back onto tour. And this time, being in the off season, it gave us a bit of a chance to take it a bit slower and just have a normal pre season. So, just doing that, it just feels like I'm getting ready for a normal season. And been really happy with how it's all been going. And Matalore is a good kind of lead into the season with a pretty tight schedule, but there are only one days, and hopefully sets it up for a long season.
So, Pat, is it full steam ahead now? Like, do you just play all the cricket New South Wales wants you to? Will you play all the Matador Cup? Will you just go straight into the Shield season and play and bowl longer spells and more consistent spells?
I think it'll still be a bit of a build-up. I think I'll probably rest from a couple of the Matador games. I think we play about potentially eight games in about 14 or 15 days, so it's certainly pretty tight, but play most of them, and then after that, pretty keen to play some second 11 and some grey cricket and just get used to bowling 20-odd overs in a day with the goal of getting back into the Sheffield Shield side, probably, if not just before Christmas, hopefully after that. But there's also a lot of one-day internationals and Big Bash and those kind of things that I'm pretty keen to get involved with as well.
That's right, mate. It's been a tough road for you. I mean, I don't know how you've kept your patience and your good spirits, to be honest with you. Did you get down at all?
I think during the season is probably the hardest time. Last year, I guess, coming off, an Ashes tour and a World Cup and being on tour for 18 months and then suddenly having none of that while everyone else is out playing. And that's probably the hardest bit. But I guess once that finished and pre-season started, I get to go and train with 25 of the New South Wales boys. So it just feels like a normal, I guess, team sport, which has been a lot easier than it was 6 months ago. But it is tough at times.
Lucky enough to be chatting with Pat Cummins, who's coming back, obviously, from injury. Mate, can you tell us about the involvement with the legendary DK Lilly? What sort of advice he's been giving you? How much work you've been able to do?
Yeah, big DK, he's been great. I've flown over to see him in Perth and chat to him over the phone I guess get him to look at some footage. But it's just been mainly about just trying to fine-tune a couple of small changes. And, he's the best in the business, I think, in that regard. And he's been through everything before with his injuries. And, he's got big philosophies around strength, core strength and running. Just being able to work with him and just make some minor adjustments and probably more importantly try and keep on top of them as I keep playing is a pretty good guy to have in my corner.
He'd be a little bit old school too, wouldn't he?
He's I guess that's a good thing. He's been through it all before, and I don't think as many of the philosophies he had and has changed over the years, so
no.
It's obviously worked for him, so I'd love to have half of that kind of career.
Yeah, obviously. Hey, Pat, your major strength is your pace. Did anyone get a gun on you? What sort of, what do you reckon they're coming out at the moment?
I was a bit worried because I had the gun on me in the pre-season. I think my quickest ball was about 119 kilometers. But the last couple of games it felt good. I felt like I've been back bowling pretty quick, and a couple of the guys were said I looked fast, which is not my number one goal, but it's always nice to hear because I guess a long layout, you always worry about those things. But it feels like it's back to, I guess, where it was.
And you still want to bowl as fast as you can?
Yeah, I mean, of course, be able to have that, the ability to bowl fast. I think this time around, I'm, and especially speaking to DK, he's a guy that believes in, you know, having the different gears, especially in first class cricket, and trying to, I guess, not always bowl out as flat out.
No.
So I guess that's something that I want to work on, and I think great cricket in second 11 is going to be a good way to introduce that.
And mate, the Matador Cup, it's a good way for everyone to start. How are the Blues going?
Yeah, we've had two tight games. A good win against the Cricket Australia 11.
Yeah.
And then a pretty disappointing loss on the weekend
to Tassie.
Against Tasmania. We bowled them out for, I think, low 200s and on a pretty small field and just struggled to chase it down. So it's unfortunate, but we got a big game tomorrow against South Australia at Des Moines. So hopefully we can kickstart our run home then.
Well, we can get down there and have a look at that at Des Moines Oval. It starts at 10:30. It's New South Wales up against South Australia. Pat, terrific to see you back, mate. Keep it up and take plenty of wickets.
Great. Thanks for that, boys. Appreciate it.
No, thank you, mate. Patrick Cummins joining us, and that is New South Wales up against South Australia. The Matador Barbecue One-Day Cup at Des Moines Oval starting at 10:30 tomorrow. That'll be a cracking good game.